Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
On Wednesday, Governor Steve Bullock issued a mandatory face mask order for any county in Montana with more than 4 active cases of coronavirus. That set off a flurry of phone calls and emails to our office from pastors and churches seeking clarification. As has been the case with previous executive orders, there were gaps where it came to churches, inconsistencies in the language, areas that were alluded to but not addressed in detail, and a few nonsensical sections that seemed to contradict each other. Their questions were predictable, and we've heard them all before. How does this affect my church? Is this executive order even legal? If I follow this to the T, what will Sunday services look like? Are churches being treated differently than other publicly accessible entities? What is the enforcement mechanism, and what are the potential penalties if we choose to ignore all or part of the order? All of these are legitimate questions, especially for pastors and church boards seeking to do the right thing. As our legal team got to work analyzing the directive itself, I became aware of another problem that in the end may prove more of a challenge to pastors than the directive itself. I'd say it really began back in May, and it's been steadily building ever since. Pastors I've spoken with recently are having an increasingly difficult time managing the COVID factions within their churches. On the one hand are those who see the pandemic as the apocalypse, requiring mandatory face masks, social distancing, hand sanitizer in every pew, and the quarantining of anyone with a slight cough. At the other end of the spectrum are those who see the outbreak as a planned epidemic designed to take away our freedoms, disrupt the 2020 elections, squash religious liberty, and bankrupt America. Most people are somewhere in between, and caught smack in the middle are Montana's pastors. Those that I've spoken with are doing their best to placate both ends of the spectrum, but it's exhausting and discouraging, and it's wearing them out. One pastor that I spoke with this week said he's got 2 factions in his church, both vocal, both adamant that their position is correct. So what are we to do? How are we, as the body of Christ, to respond to those with whom we disagree? Not just outside our churches, but also with the brothers and sisters we worship with on a regular basis. Our Bible study group has been going through Romans, and this week, ironically, we're on chapter 14. I would suggest you read it. Granted, in terms of the virus, we're not talking about what Christians are free to eat or drink, but chapter 14 is about more than that. It's about our heart attitude, it's about our motivations, and it's about showing grace. In this time of civil chaos and upheaval, it's even more important that we stay focused on Christ, we remain committed to each other, we show grace even when it's hard, and we lift up our pastors who are doing their best to shepherd their flocks in difficult and tumultuous times. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.